All right, buddy, let's do it.
Come on, let's go.
Hey, it's the Noise Hall with Dave and Joel. Hey, it's the Noise Hall with Dave and Joel. We're gonna write some stupid songs, so come and sing along. Yeah, it's the Noise Hall with Dave and Joel.
It's quite ominous. Ooh, am I gonna get some feedback? Goes. Listen, it's the goddamn Noise Hall, man.
Hey, what's up? What's up, man?
Hey,
are you talking to me?
Hey, I'm Joel.
I'm Dave.
This is the goddamn Noise Hall.
Oh, we're going hot. We're going live.
Oh my god,
Noise Boys. He just caught me off guard there. He didn't even tell me we were going live. He could have kept his trap shut, and you could have heard me mention all sorts of little secrets that I don't mention anymore.
All the stuff that you try so hard not to say.
Have you ever noticed how often I just kind of whisper things around you? Slightly out of earshot to let you know.
You go, here's what I think about the Jews. I go, what? And you said nothing,
well,
man.
I think about
Let's talk about Green Day.
Well, I think about the juice. The orange juice that's right in front of me right now. It's delicious.
I love delicious juice.
We can't start off with a song about that.
No, absolutely not.
We should not do that.
100% no.
Well, how are you doing today, man?
Dave.
Tell me something new about you.
Dave, you know everything that's happened to me today, and it's all been bad, and I want to forget it all, and I want to rock and roll.
Do you think you can do that?
I don't know if I have the ability today. I don't want to make a sad noise hole, but my holes are sad.
You sound like you want to jump off a cliff.
I kind of do. Everything we've tried to do today for the last 4 or 5 hours has gone bad. And we've had a lot of technical problems, and so I want to forget it all, and I want to jam out.
We've got Noise Boys to please.
I want to do tasty jams.
We've got Noise Boys to please with our voices and our singing and our guitar playing.
Do you think that's going to please them?
And Gary's playing. Look, Gary, how are you doing today, pal? Okay. See, Gary's always happy.
You know, when you're simple.
Come on.
When you're like, simple, it doesn't take much.
Maybe you're the simpleton.
Maybe.
He's smelling the flowers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's looking at the pretty colors, and you're busy griping about what a bad day you've had.
See, shut up.
Gary just appreciates that someone's on his side. Should we play a song, or do we just want to get right into it?
Right, like, into it? Here, look. Do you ever notice how you're listening to one song, and then without realizing it, you're singing a different song, and it works perfectly?
You noticed that happened last week when I did a bit of Danzig and then Morrissey.
Yes.
Or not Morrissey, but the Smiths. But
I want to call it like accidental mashups, right? Where it's where you realize these are the same song.
Okay.
And so I want.
Almost sounds like you have one in mind.
I do have one in mind. I want to share it with the Noise Boys. This happened to me. Like I don't feel like I came up with this. I feel like it happened to me.
Okay.
And I have to share it. Okay.
Yeah. Come on.
Can you help me?
Spit out.
Can you help me?
Sure.
Get a bass.
Okay.
Gary.
He responds better if you're nice to him.
Okay. I'll try your way, Mom.
Go on.
Hey, Gary.
See?
Hey, buddy.
See, I told you.
Can you do me a little simple beat that's like...
Don't call him simple. It's not nice.
Okay. Gary! It's like... There you go.
Is that good?
All right, Dave, I want you to go like this.
Gary, you always do one too many snares. If I fucking hate it.
No, it's fine. There you go. Keep doing that. Okay. You'll know part of this.
I know what this is.
Yeah.
I ain't happy. I'm feeling glad. I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. My future. In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground is where I spend most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing all cool, and shooting some b-ball outside of the school. When a couple of guys, they were up to no good.
started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared. She said, you're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air.
Hey, I'm happy. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine. In a bag, I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on.
It's coming on. It's coming on.
The future is coming on.
I whistled for a cab, and when it came near, the dashlight was blazing fresh and it had dice in the mirror. If anything, I could say that this cab was weird, but I thought, nah, forget it. Yo, home to Bel Air.
I'm happy. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine. In a bag, I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on,
it's coming on, it's coming on.
My future is coming on,
it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on.
Pulled up to the crib about 7 or 8, and I yelled to the cabbie, yo, home, smell you later. I looked at my kingdom, I was finally there. To sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel Air.
I ain't happy, feeling glad I got sunshine. In a bag, I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on.
I am happy,
I'm feeling bad I got sunshine. In a bag, I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on,
it's coming on,
it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on.
Okay.
That worked really well.
So that's the one I've had stuck in my head for a while, is every time that song comes on, and it's like, finally, I'm going to crack my cage, and I'm going to be in the car, I don't know it. It just, all I hear is the Fresh Prince song.
I was really pleased to hear that that worked so naturally. It did. Especially with actual instruments, because I always imagine that song being majorly performed electronically.
But yeah, probably. And the only other difference is it's like a... anywho.
I've got one for you.
Oh, my God. Tell me.
Play Basket Case.
Okay, Gary!
Get Gary on it right now.
All right, Gary, are you ready with fucking Basket Case? We're doing it in E, not that it matters for you, you simpleton, you cretin, you shit.
I'm starting to feel the way Joel feels about you, Gary.
Really?
Yeah, it's spreading.
Yeah, get on my side.
The anger is bubbling inside of me.
Okay, let's go.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine? Well, about nothing and everything all at once. I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Everybody's talking something very shocking, so keep on blocking what you're feeling inside. But listen to me, brother, you just keep on walking, cause you will be a sister and got nothing to hide. Fat man, scat man, black and white and brown man, tell me about the color of your soul. Cause part of the solution isn't ending the pollution. I don't wanna hear your stories told, I wanna welcome you to Scatman's world. Here we go. Calling up from Scatland, calling up from Scatman's world. If you wanna break free, you better listen to me. You gotta learn how to see in your fantasy. Calling up from Scatman, I'm calling up from Scatman's world. If you wanna break free, you better listen to me. You gotta learn how to see in your fantasy.
Is that it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Grasping to control, so I better hold on.
How about,
All right.
Not bad.
Not great.
No, I got it.
I mean, you get it, but I wasn't able to sing as high as I would have liked to.
Oh, you wanted to do full-on scat, man? Also, it would have had to have been 100% faster.
I love the idea of Scatman John. He gets up in the morning, and he puts his hat on, and he goes into the bathroom, and he gets his glass of water, and before that, he goes, and then he takes a glug and goes,
he's the scat man.
And his wife doesn't know that he's the scat man. So it's like, honey, what's all that racket in here?
Hang on. You're suggesting Scatman John lives a double life as both regular John and the Scatman?
Regular John Scatman.
John Scatman.
John Scatman. Regular, mild-mannered fellow. Mustachioed boy.
So the commissioner goes, he finds a criminal tied to a lamppost with a sign that says, from the Scatman, be-ba-ba-ba-da-ba.
I didn't say he was a vigilante.
And then John Scatman, mild-mannered photographer for the the Daily Skadoobie Dooble. the Daily
Boop. His wife's banging on the door, going, "Honey, what you doing in there? What was that? What, did I hear scatting?
No, baby.
Sorry, what did you say?
Nothing, baby.
I'm just gargling water, baby.
I'm just giving it. No, I like the idea that the commissioner goes, well, whoever you are, thank you, Scatman. I mean, John Scat, are you Scatman? Bibbidi bottom of me? No way, baby.
Get Scatman in here right now. Get him down to the department. I'm going to grill him.
Are you the one solving all these crimes with Scat?
Skibbidi babbidi do, skibbidi no.
It's not me.
Skibbidi babbidi, no.
Nope.
I'm sorry, but I couldn't help but notice that you said something along the lines of skibbity babbity doobity.
Nope.
Could that happen?
I sure didn't.
Are you sure?
You heard a different guy.
Skibbity doobity skibbity dop dop. Nope. Nope.
Bop bop bop.
Skibbity dop dop. Nope.
Beep. I'm pretty sure you said.
Bop up bop.
Skibbity doobity.
All right.
This is basically Max Penn.
I'm on board.
Except his kid doesn't die.
I'm on board, and I like it a lot. And I am going to move on to the next topic.
Are you bored? Okay.
No, I'm not. I'm not bored. I'm on board.
That's what I heard.
I like John Scatman.
Okay.
As a vigilante hero and a liar to his wife.
Well, what is the next topic?
The next topic we have, Dave, and this is not from a noise boy, but this is from you and I from the past.
Mm-hmm.
I emailed it to us from the past into now the future, which is our present.
Time travel is real. Oh. You can connect with someone from the future.
You might have even been the one to show me this. There's a Metallica special that comes on the TV called French for One Night.
Right.
That...
Francais pour une
nuit.
Une nuit.
So my thought was, yeah, if they're calling it en français pour une nuit, Metallica.
Don't le Metallica.
Is that, can they perform their entire set using like a rudimentary 8th, 9th grade level of French?
How offended do you think the French would be if they actually came out and did that?
I don't...
Hey, okay. Yo, Lars, motherfucking Ulrich here. I just want to say, we love Gay Paris, and James is going to perform for you. He's going to be singing every single motherfucking track in fucking French, just so you can fucking understand it, you dumb fucks. Cheese-eating fucking milk bitch.
Como t'allez-vous, bitches. Lars Ulrich is un pig anus.
I'm sorry, I don't know what he said. I'm too busy eating pig anus.
Oui.
It's on my rider.
Oh, no. Oui.
Who are you? Are you the Metallica French translator?
I'm just a fan.
Okay. I love that the whole stadium's silent. It was in like some fucking Coliseum or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was in like the fucking Parthenon if it was in France. It's this old derelict facility that's like a 1,000 years old.
Yeah.
And James comes out and he's like, Metallica! Love en français! And they're all like, yeah! Fuck yeah! I mean,
fuck yeah! Fuck oui!
They're very polite, those French crowds. They all, everyone stays silent apart from one guy who is a messenger, and he just goes, oui, Metallica, oui, oui.
What do you, tell me a French sentence that you know, and then let's apply it to a Metallica song.
Je suis une grande tête.
I am a big head?
I am a big head.
Okay.
First thing they taught us in French class in
school.
Are
you sure they just weren't making a judgment call on you?
No.
Dave, the sentence you will say for the next 4 years is "Je suis un grand."
I can still accurately remember my French teacher sighing right in my face as I tried to speak French to her. Like, oh, fuck. Oh,
Jesus.
This is what I have to deal
this
with.
This guy.
This guy is une tête de merde. Une fucking... Une pièce de merde. Une gâteau dans la shite.
Une tête de merde. I wanted to be made.
Dans la bibliothèque, s'il vous plaît. But now we are in Paris, cause it's gay. Dans mon gimantette, je m'appelle ma Zapatos. Wait,
Zapatos is Spanish. My name, Je m'appelle, my name is Shoes.
My name is Shoes. Je suis
un grande tête. Je suis a pantasy. Je suis a pantasy.
Look, James is displaying his worldly knowledge.
He's doing it. So Lars is kind of the anime guy that watches James power up and goes, oh, he's doing it.
No,
he's showing his power.
He's just the mouthpiece of the whole operation. Like, I'm surprised you let's... Oh, the chaussure is French for shoes. Mange ma chaussure.
I like mixing in Spanish. That's fine. I think that would show their cultural awareness.
Right. Up for what it's it like, is? Is that the end of that sentence?
Yeah.
Me llamo Yamis.
Here we go.
Je suis une pomme de terre.
I'm a potato head?
No, I'm an apple.
I'm an apple head.
Potato.
I'm an apple.
I don't know.
I'm an apple head.
I'm showing up my ignorance here, really, aren't I? There's one French guy listening to this, and he's fucking seething right now.
Fait. Je suis ponté.
That's what are you doing? I'm an applehead.
Je suis un soufflé délicieux. What?
Oh, okay.
Du café con leche, por favor.
Avec dans le salle de bain, le s'il vous plaît. Why did we choose Hero of the Day?
I don't know. It's a pretty melodic song, and I actually like playing it, so. Let's see.
Je suis une pomme de terre. Je suis une grotte.
I'm a big head, I'm a small head.
I'm a potato. I'm a fat head.
Je suis un garçon bleu.
I'm a blue boy?
Okay, give me this. Okay, play. Yeah, let's start over. Go ahead and play it for me.
Okay.
Hello, Francais! We amore you! I think you know this one, and if you do, sing along!
J'aime la James Hetfield.
Said I love James Hetfield?
I like him.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Je suis un garçon. Avec un pantalon, j'ai un sou sur la tête.
I am a shoe head.
And nothing else matters.
No, it's
everyone in the crowd's kind of confused right now.
This is the English translation. Keep going.
I am a boy with pants. I have a bucket on my head. Je suis. Un garçon avec un pantalon.
All right, let's try something else.
Okay, all right. That's good. I like it.
Yeah.
I think it works.
I think we embarrassed ourselves.
You think so?
We revealed our lack of French.
Oh, Dave.
I did French for about 5 years, and I didn't pick up anything, apparently.
It's not as common in America to take mandatory French. Most people take Spanish and forget it immediately.
You can do French. Like, in my school, you got the choice of either Spanish, German, or Irish, and you did mandatory French no matter what, up to a certain level. So you had two languages to learn at the same
Renard.
Time. And half, was that
I'm
weird?
A foxhead.
Half the people I know couldn't even speak English at the time, including me. So let's move on. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Okay, let's find something from a noise boy.
Je suis un pomme de terre.
I am an applehead. This is an interesting question, Dave, and I'll have to explain the premise to you.
Okay. I'm dying.
This is from Andrew Stevens.
I'm on my seat.
Hey, oh, Andrew. He got a question last time. So? It was a James Bond question.
Yeah, he's a noise boy. Let him.
I'm not saying he can't do it. I'm just saying it's interesting that he's coming in with good questions over and over.
Well, I'm glad he's so enthused.
Andrew Stevens sends an email, subject, Tuvix bands.
Tuvix?
Uh-huh.
As See, in V-I-X? Yeah.
And I don't even need to read this to know what it's about, but I'll explain it
I don't know what it means.
Tuvix is a creature that was created on Star Trek Voyager when Tuvok and Neelix were merged into one being in the transporter during an accident.
So it's like Dragon Ball.
Yes.
Okay.
They did the dance.
Or the fly.
They put on the earring.
Which one is it? Is it the
no, it's
fly
more like
Dragon Ball.
They become a new guy. And that was the question of the episode was, should they be separated because we lost two people, but are we killing Tuvix?
Right.
The answer was yes, she killed Tuvix, and it was very sad.
What a quandary.
But he says, oh no, there's been a horrific transporter accident.
Wait, was Tuvix cool?
Nah, he's kind of an asshole. But the two guys he was made of were also giant assholes. So
you get less of an asshole.
Yeah.
And you only
took
have
up
one
less
of them.
Space.
Honestly, I would have told no one. And I'd have probably kept him about and be like, Tuvix, you're pretty cool.
You're a good guy.
Compared to those. I'm not, though. It's all for my own convenience.
Okay. Oh, no, there's been a horrific transporter accident, and the two bands were beaming aboard. Oh, we were beaming aboard, had been fused into a singular band. Who
did
was beaming aboard?
Did we need this non-truncated
he knows
fucking
I get it.
Star
he knows I
Trek
get it,
scenario?
Look, Andrew, I appreciate it. He knows he's speaking my language, man. He's pandering.
You're both gross.
It's fine. Well, whatever.
Okay.
Merges together won't be half as gross.
So what's
we'll be
the...
Jandrew Stwatson.
Stwatson?
Yeah. I don't know. Give me. What are two bands that you think should not be merged together?
Oh, they absolutely shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Off the top of my head, do you go through kind of a yearly rotation of, oh, I haven't listened to that in about a year, I'll throw it on again?
I actually find that my phone, because I put all of my music in my catalog or whatever, and I just hit shuffle and let it go until I get to something I love, and sure. Then I'm like, stay here.
Right.
But then I go, hang on a second, you haven't played. How are you on random if you haven't played this band in like 5 years?
Right.
Get your shit together, random.
Well, in that...
Get your algorithm straight.
Random.
Yeah,
Randy. Get your ass out of here.
God damn it, Randy.
I like to go through a yearly rotation of, oh, I guess I haven't listened to that in a long time. Usually it's Generation Terrorists by the Manic Street Preachers. What a great fucking album.
I don't know that one.
It's they were obviously big fans of Appetite for Destruction. It's their first album. They occupy this great space between being super metal and also glam without all the
costumes,
all the extraneous shit. No, they had costumes, but they also had this sort of economical pragmatism, sort of almost socialist vibe to them. It was pretty good, and they were angry and they sang about politics a lot, something you never heard like fucking, I don't know, Van Halen doing. Can you imagine Van Halen trying to sing about politics?
Give me a very political band that I would know, and Van Halen.
Fuck, like Bad Religion or something.
That's true.
Like, you know, Bad Religion and Eddie Van Halen are on two opposite ends of the fucking spectrum.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think you put them on the scales and it balances right out?
Let me tell you right. let me tell you absolutely why.
Okay.
One of them has ridiculous hair, and five of them have no hair.
Okay.
So, yeah, you put them on the scales. Eddie's hair is accounting for... Oh, shit.
That was garbage.
Yeah, that sounds like Hot Ass, which is also a Van Halen song, I think. All right, so there's a few fundamental differences between Bad Religion and Eddie Van Halen.
Tell me all
right?
of them.
Sure.
Number 10.
Hair. Hair. Lots of hair in Van Halen.
Versus none hair.
No hair
versus
in
none
Bad
of
Religion.
Hair.
Right. Number 9, we can still go for the aesthetics for a while.
Bald.
versus Un Tet Lang.
Lang.
Lang. Number nine. There's more people wearing glasses in bed religion than there is
in
Van
Halen. Oh, nerds. Yeah, for sure. There's more nerds.
Complete dorks.
Big time nerds. They'll watch Mad Al.
Right. Number eight. There is one guitarist in Van Halen.
Okay.
And there's at least six in bed religion.
Six to ten, sure.
All playing the same chord.
Okay.
There's number... Are we going up or down anymore?
Don't you feel like
that
comes from them going like, hey, my buddy also needs a job.
Where it's like...
Can he play all of our songs? Yeah.
Hey, Greg. Yeah, what is it, man?
Bad Religion?
Yeah, I'm Greg Graffin from Bad Religion. Okay. That's what I sound like.
Oh, all right.
Except it's not.
No, not at all.
That's
what Shaq sounds like.
Hey, baby. What do you mean? Hey, it's me, Greg, from Bad Religion. I just started up a label called Epitaph. Or was that Brett? I don't remember.
I don't remember. I'm Shaq.
Hey, you making fun of me? Hey, Greg and Shaq.
Yeah.
See, there's two guys that wouldn't hang out.
Opposite ends of the spectrum.
Greg Graffin and Shaq.
Shaq, famously not politically savvy or active or punk rock in the slightest.
No.
Hey, I'm a 21st century digital boy. Don't know how to live, but I got a lot of toys.
All right.
Van Halen could probably play rings around all of Bad Religion.
Yeah.
Again, we were talking about politics at the beginning, so I think that's the key component, or lack of component, in Bad Religion.
Hey, baby! You know, it's important to get out to the polls, baby.
I bet he's a mega, ultra fucking conservative.
Oh, yeah,
I guarantee
absolutely.
You, David Lee Roth is one of those. I love how you get the easiest job on earth, and I have to imitate Edward Van Halen.
That job is so easy that they fired the guy that did it for 40 years and let Eddie's 14-year-old son take over.
Daddy, what do I do? Daddy,
look what I can do.
You're in the band. Hey, Gary?
I always imagined him to have a very thick Swedish voice because of his name.
Yeah. My name, Edward Van Halen.
Oh, I thought you meant Wolfgang, his son.
Wolfgang.
Oh, Wolfgang.
Oh, Wolfgang, come here, son. What is it, father?
He's wearing little overalls, little pink overalls and white shoes.
What is it, father? I'm so excited.
What are you ready to tell me, father? Some sort of fatherly wisdom?
Wolfgang, we're going to fire our bass player for the last 40 years because we hate him.
He's got to go make some hot sauce. He's Michael Anthony.
Yeah, Michael Anthony sucks. He sounds like this all the time. Oh, look, listen to me. I'm playing the bass. It's so easy.
Father, why do you say those terrible words about Michael Anthony?
Michael Anthony shows up and goes, hey, are we doing practice today? It's me, Michael Anthony.
Michael fucking Anthony.
Michael fucking Anthony.
Look who it is.
Listen. Are we gonna cut a new album, Eddie, and go on tour? Because that's what I've been looking forward to all fucking year, hey!
Oh, yeah.
I've been warming up. Check me out. How's it sounding? Sound pretty good. Check
Michael,
this out.
Michael, I need to tell you something. Michael,
Arnold Schwarzenegger, stop. What are you doing here?
Stop, Michael. Hey, Michael.
Hey.
Michael, there's something very important.
Hey, Alex, kick it.
Michael, fucking it. Michael.
What is it?
Hey, there's something very important I need to tell you.
Hey, I want to tell you something, too. That son of yours, he's a good kid.
Yeah, he's
I saw
great.
Him outside scampering around, pushing a hoop with a stick, wearing his little overalls.
Anyway, right. Michael, right. I'm around your shoulder, mano a mano.
Oh, yeah. You know, I also learned how to do this.
Oh, goddamn. I think that's a Venga Boys baseline. You ever heard of those guys?
No.
All right.
I just wrote that for us to use it on the album, our new disco album.
Hey. Hey, Michael, you're out the band.
My friend,
what? You're out the fucking
band. My brother, what'd you say? My friend, my brother?
Hey, Manfreya, mi amigo.
Oh, hang on, let me get my translate.
Amen. Yeah, push the button.
Tet un pom. Tet un pom?
That's right, I called you a fucking apple head.
Okay, what is it,
Eddie? You know why?
Eddie, it almost sounded like you said I was out of the band.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. You want to translate that? Let me turn it up louder for you. You're out of the band, Michael.
What are you talking about?
Stupid fucking Saskatchewan sausage bitch.
Hey, who can play these Van Halen bass lines like me? Michael fucking Anthony over here. Hey,
let me tell
who else
you
can
who
do
it is.
This?
Let me introduce my son.
Hello, it's me.
Wolfgang. Nimble Fingers Van Halen.
I've been practicing, father.
Can you do that, Michael?
No, Jesus Christ, this kid's pretty good.
Hey, go snap your braces on your ass out of here. Get your fucking stinky ass out of here.
What are you feeding this kid, bass juice?
hot sauce.
What are you feeding him? What are you feeding him? Magic hot sauce?
Yeah, that's right.
I'll tell you something. Eddie Van Halen. And you too, Alex, if you can hear me, wherever the fuck you are.
No, look, I'm playing a celebration solo. Now you're out of the band.
You guys still get paid, though, right? Forever?
Oh, yeah. Stupid, ludicrous amount of money. Okay. We'll probably argue about it later.
Okay, I'll probably sue you guys. This ain't the last you've seen of Michael fucking Anthony, except probably it is. Probably.
All right, Wolfgang, you're up.
Oh, Father, I'm going to make you so proud. Okay, here we go.
All right, here we go.
Oh, so much fun. I'm a little fancy boy, and I love my papa.
Hey, there's all things I know about my son, Wolfgang Van Halen.
That's right. It's W-O-L-F-G-A-N-G. That's me.
It's W-O-L-F-G-A-N-G.
It's me. My papa is the best guitar. My uncle is also play drums. Other guy, he's out of the band because I'm here.
I'm Wolfgang!
Wolfgang!
Wolfgang! Yay! Hey, I just want to point out real quick that we did not answer that question at all.
What was the question?
Something about politics.
Politics.
No, it was about two bands that shouldn't be together, and we did a whole 30-minute thing on Van Halen.
Well, this is what happens when you... when you ask us to do the work, you don't get it done.
Yeah. But
we're,
also...
We're slackers. Yeah. All right, next.
Okay, another one. I guess we couldn't think of two bands to mash together.
Not tonight. We're probably a little fatigued from trying to get all this shit work all, working all day.
I'm definitely fatigued.
All right.
And it's like... That's right, okay. Okay, here we go. This is from Mikhail Bongard. And he wrote some lyrics for us to go with our Aerosmith bit. It goes like this. I got it, here we go.
Bring your hound, chain me down to the neighborhood Denny's where the food ain't clean but the girls have titties. Oh, won't you please bring me home, yeah, yeah. Chain me down to the neighborhood Denny's where the food ain't clean but the girls have titties. Oh, won't you please bring me home, yeah, yeah.
That's it.
Hey, thanks for that.
Yeah,
was that?
Thanks, Mikhail.
Didn't we butcher his name before? I think we butchered his name one
Mikhail
time.
Mikhail Bongard.
I love it.
Bongard.
Mikhail Bongard.
This is Mikhail Bongard.
Sending you an email to tell you that I wrote some beautiful lyrics for Paradise City.
I just like that he listened to a previous bit and went, hey, I got something on that.
Take me down to the neighborhood, Dennis. That's very funny. I'll write
yeah,
I've
got
down.
It. It's very good. You know who could replace Wolfgang is Mikhail. Mikhail could say, Wolfgang, you're a piece of shit. Listen to me. Take me down to the neighborhood Denny's where the girls is there and you're wearing suspenders.
They got bigger.
And then I'm here and we're going to fight.
They're in suspenders? What? Is that what you said?
He's in suspenders. Look at him, Wolfgang. He looks ridiculous. He's wearing pink overalls with suspenders. He's playing the one-note bass line. That's bullshit. Is if anybody's going to be in Van Halen, it's me, Mikhail Bongard.
Is that actually a garb? The Wolf? I can't speak anymore,
no, I'm
man.
Talking like he's a little fancy boy, so I made up a costume for him.
Pink suspenders is your go-to fancy boy costume?
He's a very fancy boy. Take me down to the fancy boy city where the fancy boys are so very pretty. Oh, won't you give me them fancy boys? Yeah, yeah. Take me down to the fancy boy city where I'm gonna fuck them fancy boy titties. In pink suspenders, take me home. Yeah, yeah. I'll give her them fancy boys all the time. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Whoa, whoa.
What's going on?
Gary, shut up.
Gary, are you doing things of your own accord right
Gary,
now?
Gary, stop having ideas or doing things. Hey, Dave.
What's up?
I wanted to tell the Noise Boys about a thing that's very exciting to me. It might be exciting to you. It might be exciting to them.
Oh, I'm pretty stoked about it.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay.
Listen.
Oh, oh, Gary's excited too. God, everybody's excited.
Oh, man.
Gary, you don't get any of the money. We launched a Patreon.
Yay.
Actually, that needs more of a fanfare. It needs like Noise Boys, we launched a Patreon. Yay. To help out with keeping up on the noise hole, get our gear up to snuff, and do some renovations around this hole.
Yeah, we just got ourselves a new mixer to, fucking get this whole thing sounded in a little clearer, getting everything a little.
But it was expensive.
And so
we've already got.
Like
10 or so. We launched it last night. We've got like 10 or so patrons.
10 good boys.
We're coming up on like $100. That's amazing. Hey. Do you know who our very first patron was? The very first Noise Boy patron ever?
Who's that?
Andrew Stevens.
Hey, Andrew Stevens. Thank you very much for you're really helping the noise hole out.
We've got Andrew Stevens.
Towards it.
We've got Noah Cherry, Alex Solar, Ian Morris, Shayna Roca, Thomas Campbell.
To all of these peeps.
Who else? Vicente Carvajal.
That's a great name.
We've got Owen. Tyler Schaefer.
Owen who?
Doesn't say.
Okay.
Silas Suakrab.
I love it.
Like suck a crab. I don't know.
That's how you get rid of Noise Boy Patreons. Listen, by making fun of their names.
I know,
It's kind of like half of our shtick.
Not trying to.
Like someone sends us an email and we go, oh, this is what your name sounds like.
You got a stupid name and probably a stupid head. Fuck you. And if you're French, you sound like this.
Un tête de merde.
Oh, you're a real shithead piece of shit.
But listen, it's not just about giving us money so we can buy gear. There's stuff in it for you. We've got some cool. We spent a long time coming up with good tiers and good rewards. The thing that I'm most excited about, and I think most people are gravitating towards, is we're putting episodes out early on Patreon. As soon as they're recorded and mixed, they go on Patreon.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes that can be up to a week before they go live.
Yeah.
We're going to do longer episodes with post shows.
Doing a bunch of extra stuff. We're also hoping to, in the future, do video.
That's one of our goals.
If we hit
one of our goals, we're going to start doing videos on YouTube. If we hit a higher goal, we're going to do regular videos on YouTube.
We really, at the Noise Hole, we really are starting from scratch, apart from kind of the sort of ramshackle stuff that we already had.
We basically got everything out of our collective garages and closets and put them in one spot.
Yeah.
And so, said, here's stuff.
So really, we've collectively put our seed into a little plant pot, and we're all going to grow it together. Yeah.
So it's patreon.com/noisehole. If you want to sign up, if you want to help out, $1, $5, $10, whatever.
Hopefully by the time that you listen to this, we'll have a little Discord server set up and we'll have already, had a wee chat with everyone.
That's right. We're setting up a patron Discord. We're doing
song suggestions and recommendations. We're going to be talking about what's on our rotating wheel.
Oh, that's right. We're also doing like serious sort of dives into the music we like and the things that wouldn't be funny to listen to on a podcast but might be enjoyable to read.
I think it would be quite fun. You mentioned one thing in particular, which was take your favorite album and we will provide a commentary that you can listen to alongside it, and where we've just listened to it live and discussed it as we're listening to it.
So at one of our tiers, you get a personal podcast where we listen to your favorite album and tell you what we think, and you can listen to both at the same time. We will also do personal songs at one of our higher tiers. We will write you a theme song. Do you remember the one we did for Yamikani Manjawira?
I do. It was really slick.
Yamikani Manjawira.
Have we heard from him since?
No, killed him.
Did he kill himself?
He
realized that life wasn't going to get any better.
No, that was the top. That was the top of the mountain. And he went, well, fuck.
And then he jumped up.
So, yeah, with one of our tiers, you can tell us a couple of facts about yourself and your name, and we will write you a theme song in a genre of your choosing.
Yeah.
And it'll be your theme song for life.
We'll be very excited to do so.
So, anyway, that's enough of that. Go to patreon.com/noisehole. Look at all the rewards and the tiers we've got. See what fits you best. If none of them do, then keep listening for free. I don't know. We just want some help.
Yeah.
And but it's not mandatory.
At the end of the day, we're just having a blast doing this. So, if you want to help us out a little bit, we would like to buy some goofy stuff as well. Joel found a Bud Light guitar quite recently.
Yeah, it was like $100. And I was like, man, if I had throwaway money, I would just buy that and make a video with it and then throw it in the trash and pee on it. So that's all. Patreon.com/noisehole. Please take a look. Thanks, Gary. there anything you want to talk about?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Okay.
Like, based on what we just did there.
Hit me.
I would like to talk about guitar harmonies and how much I love them.
Oh, tell me. Tell me all about it.
My first love, musically, like most people.
My first love.
Being Queen.
Oh.
And the works of Brian May, Esquire. I absolutely love guitar harmonies. I love harmonies generally. I like vocal ones, but guitar harmonies.
I don't actually know any Queen solos, but in my mind, they're all kind of jaunty, like.
Oh, like nearly everything on like A Day at the Races,
yeah,
or A Night at the Opera.
Yeah, again, it's the kind of music that Wolfgang Van Halen would skip around pushing I'm going to push my hoop! Oh, it's very much fun!
It's a bright Sunday, and he's going la 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 in his bath that has lion's feet on it. You know, those kind of things.
I'm a very fancy boy. Papa has put me in a clawfoot bathtub. It was bubble bass.
And he told me to drown.
He said, kill yourself. And I said, oh, Papa, you always make jokes.
Okay, son, don't drown too hard in there.
Don't drown too fast.
Drown easy. Anyway, I'm off on tour.
I'm off on tour.
Hang on.
Okay, see you, Papa.
Let's guitar harmonize. Oh, that was the whole point.
You wanted
point.
To actually do it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Why would I bring it up if I didn't want to, like, give it a go?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
Like, I assume you can improvise guitar harmonies.
I am going to go low gain, though. Not really.
See? That's not bad.
Make it bouncy, darling. Make it sound like a little German boy running through a field, darling.
Make it sound like someone has put a bunch of springs into a piggy bank and made it dance over a cloud.
Right then, Fred. Sure thing, Fred. Here we go.
Whatever you say, Fred.
That's perfect, darling. That's exactly what I had in my head, darling.
That's exactly how it sounded in my noggin.
All right, Fred. I'm glad you liked it.
Fred, I'm going outside for a cigarette now, Fred.
Oh. No, darling, just play it one more time.
Oh, just give me a little bit more of that
secret
sauce. But this time,
give me some of that harmony.
Okay, here we go.
Hang on. Keep going.
Bad. I kind of like that. Listen here, darling.
What is it, Fred?
I want you to grow two more arms and hold a second guitar.
We've only got the one guitar, Fred.
Well, build another one then out of fireplaces, silly.
There must be 14 fireplaces in this home.
Go on, cobble something
Trash
together.
Trash them.
Just take it and smash it together. I'm sure you can come out with something, darling.
All right, Fred.
All right, Fred. All right, Fred, give me 20 seconds. All right, now I've gone and made...
All right, cobble, I've done
I've gone and made another guitar, Fred. Now what? Well, grow two extra arms, silly, and harmonies with them.
All right.
All right, let's hear what you've got.
All right, Fred.
That's closer, darling.
It's fucking stupid.
Shall I play the bass guitar, Fred?
Oh, shut up, Deaky.
Deaky, beaky, geeky, deaky,
bastard.
Shall I just keep doing the...
What about me? I'm in love with my car! No! Oh, I'm in love to fuck my car!
Go and fuck your car, Roger. Me and Brian are working on something.
Oh, can't wait to fuck a car!
Brian, stop. Oh, sorry, Roger. Roger, stop.
Oh, at least get my name right, Fred. I want to fuck your car, Fred.
Does he just want to fuck cars?
I just want to fuck a car, Fred.
I want to fuck a car. Ooh, I want to fuck a car.
Okay, yeah.
I want to fuck a car.
Gary, I mean, Roger. Go on, Roger.
Oh, darling, play something jaunty to go along with Brian's four-arm solo. I just want to fuck a car!
This is not Queen anymore.
Nope.
It's like Texas Roadhouse Blues. Which I appreciate. Let's go.
I wanna fuck my car. Yeah, I wanna fuck it right into the dive bar. Just like I would a pretty lady. I don't care if it's a BMW or a Mercedes. Oh, I wanna fuck that slutty car right off its exhaust pipe, baby. Hey, baby, let me fuck your car, baby.
Stupid.
I mean, you gotta admit, well, though, done. Queen's I Wanna Fuck My Car is their worst song, and it is a song that to this day Roger Taylor plays live. He goes to the front of the stage with a tiny drum kit and sings I Want to Fuck My Car.
I guess that's the narrative now after that fucking film. It's like, isn't Roger's song about fucking his car silly? But no one talks about, what is it, Lizzing on a Sunday Afternoon?
Yeah.
Where it's all about painting in the Louvre.
That's a great song, though.
I'm bound to be proposing on the Saturday night.
No. That is the foppiest song that's ever been recorded. You have to wear blue silken trousers with a white ribbon tied around your neck.
You need to ride a penny farthing around.
That's like, right.
It's that kind of
while
thing.
A little German boy in pink suspenders pushes the big wheel.
Right.
With a stick.
Oh, is that who I think it is?
Lazing on the Sunday afternoon.
Push me forward, Wolfgang.
I feel like that's the song where every verse needs to end with ew. Lazing on the Sunday afternoon.
I don't think there's any way in hell that we could possibly jam that. It's quite
no,
intricate,
there's no
that
way.
Song. There's a lot going on.
We would just have to go with where I want to fuck my car.
Losing on a Sunday
afternoon.
No, it's never going to happen. It's never going to happen. All right, more.
Gonna fuck my car. I don't care what kind of car it is. Yeah, I want to fuck my car.
It could be a Ford Taurus or a Honda Fit or even a Saturn, even though they're discontinued, baby. Tell
you. It sounds like a good place to, like, cap it. Now we're playing ourselves up. It's like the end of SNL.
I just want to thank Alec Baldwin, Jimmy Fallon, Tina Fey, Steve Martin, our musical guest, Miley Cyrus. Here, shut up. Gary?
Shut up.
Listen! Noise boys.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
We did our best.
I'm still here.
We did our best, you know?
We pulled through.
We had a lot of problems this episode,
but we
did manage to do some stuff, and then when we ran out of stuff to do, we stopped.
On the plus side, things are definitely on the up and up. The noise boys are helping us out a little bit.
Oh, that's right.
We have a solid bit of kit that's going to make this a lot easier
that's
for
true.
Us. Dudes, guys, let me get real with you right now.
Can I get real?
Guys and girls, let me...
Guys, can I get real?
Let me get real with you, fellas. It's
really
not...
Can I get real with you guys?
We, for the last couple of episodes, have encountered fucking problems. Just sitting down and trying to fucking record something. Or something's gone wrong and we spent... Tonight, right, it's 11:26 p.m. right now. We sat down to start doing this
6 p.m.
at 6. 6 o'clock. And it's been endless fucking screaming at bits of machinery. But I think we're on the up. I think we figured it out. I think it's one of those cases where as long as you don't touch it, it's all going to be fine.
Don't even sneeze on it.
Yeah.
What can the noise boys do?
I think we find our groove. Huh?
What can the noise boys do?
Send hope and prayers.
Oh, send thoughts and prayers. And also clever and emails with questions,
send
to...
Send us lovely questions and emails to noiseholepod@gmail.com.
Follow us on Instagram at noiseholepod. Also noise on Twitter. But you know what? Instagram's more fun. It really is.
Why is that?
Less Nazis? Is that it?
What?
I think that's it. I think there's fewer Nazis on Instagram than on
Twitter. The noise hole encountered a Nazi?
You know, I'm just saying it's a place where they go. And so it's like if you knew that there was one club that had a bunch of big bands and like it was well lit and it was, you know, good bathrooms,
it's like
but
if,
also it said Nazis welcomed.
No, I get that.
And it's then there like was a smaller club.
You go to the local mall. You're maybe going there to buy something from Hot Topic. But right behind, beside it, they have a Hitler is good outlet.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't
I probably
there.
Wouldn't go to the entire mall, you know?
I'm just saying. Oh, yeah. Like, why are they taking rent money from the Hitler is good store? Anyway, follow us wherever you like at NoiseHolePod. Check out our Patreon. Patreon.com/NoiseHole.
Yeah.
Not NoiseHolePod, but NoiseHole.
If you liked this gibbering wreck of a fucking episode, then please go throw a couple of bucks our way, man. We will put that... money, like we described earlier, to great use.
I can't wait till someone makes us write a theme song for them. I think we already have a couple to do, actually.
Seriously?
I think we do.
Class.
I'm pretty sure we do.
That excites me. I'm so glad.
They're all going to go, you're going to match a weirdo.
You're going to match a weirdo.
Did they suggest their genres?
You're going to match a weirdo.
I haven't asked yet.
You're going to match a weirdo.
Anyway, Noise Boys, we appreciate your support and your listening, and we're, I don't want to say sorry, because we went through a lot to bring you this episode.
But what we can say is, with confidence, it all gets better from here, boys and girls. It really
does. If you
does.
Are one of our $5 and up patrons, you get more of this. If that sound like a threat or a promise, I'm not sure. There will be more. There's a post show for our $5 and up Noise Boys.
All right.
I guess we can finish with a little bit of, I should probably keep fucking my car.
Again? I think that's been about 10 minutes of this episode.
Oh, yeah? Bye.
Okay.
Fuck that car, baby.
The Noise Hole with Dave and Joel is copyright 2019 Dave Micklefatrick and Joel Watson. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at NoiseHolePod. Email us your song ideas and questions to NoiseHolePod@gmail.com and visit us at NoiseHole.net because the .com was already taken and they want like $4,000 for it.